Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. It is 6:12. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in News Radio 92.3. How about a great evening tonight? And the game just started over on ESPN, the World Series coverage. The pregame coverage started at 6.
Yes, our notes here say pregame coverage starts at 6 and pitch is at 7 to 8.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, hey, thanks. If you're just now joining us, possibly me getting out of work or so, this is Pensacola Right Now, and we do appreciate you having us on. I want to check the PNS real quickly. If you have somebody coming in and you got to go pick them up or so, not got to go pick them up, if you have to go pick them up, want to make you aware of a couple of flights so you don't maybe have to spend some extra parking fees because they're late. Nashville flight coming up. It's Southwest 2154, wheels down. Was at 5:50 this afternoon. That flight will not get here till almost 10 o'clock tonight. So be aware of that. Tampa flight, Silver 80, 6:10 touchdown time. That has been delayed to about 8:20. A couple of flights of concern that you need to be aware of. Other than that, P&S looking great this afternoon.
All righty. And we'll get a quick check of how the roads and weather are looking in about a minute and a half. But first, I wanted to let you know this. A Safe Haven baby box has been opened in Crestview. And if you don't know what this is, it's a way for women to safely and anonymously surrender a newborn child. It's the first box of its kind in the Panhandle, and it's located at the Crestview Fire Station. The goal is to save children and stop the illegal abandonment of babies. And the parents just open the door, place their 30-day-old or younger baby in the box, and it automatically calls 911, and first responders collect the child and provide medical care. And although this is the only one in Florida, Florida does have safe haven laws that allow parents to take a child to any fire station or hospital to surrender a baby of the same age, and they can do so anonymously as well.
Yeah, it's still a sad situation when a person gets to that position. I just could not imagine. A lot of prayers going out for them. News Radio 92.3. It is a Tuesday, a beautiful Tuesday evening. Temperatures in the middle 60s tonight. Perfect ideal weather for bands on the beach. Hey, as of this morning, I want to give you the breakdown of early votes here in Escambia County. It was 41,028 Republicans, 21,921 Democrats, 10,216 independent voters. Now, Tappy Villane reporting over in Santa Rosa County. Of course, she's the supervisor of elections in Santa Rosa County, confirming 37,294 Republicans, 8,563 Democrats, 7,300 independent voters. Early voting will continue in both of these counties through November 2nd, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. voters. You can choose any one of the 10 voting sites in Escambia, 6 in Santa Rosa County. To cast that ballot at an early voting site, you got to have that photo ID. And they're going to look for a proof of signature. I've been through it.
Yes.
So I'm telling you through experience here. And don't forget News Radio 92.3's election coverage beginning 7 p.m. right after the polls close next Tuesday evening.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather for you now. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Our worst looking spot is going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, Chris was talking about it, feeling like the mid to high 60s, and it is. It's going to feel great at Vans on the Beach when those winds coming off the water kick in. Right now, just in Pensacola, overall 74 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 72.
You know, our good friends over, our news partners over at Channel 3, we were noticing it earlier. We saw some B-roll coming through. The waves were kind of kicking up a little bit, so that means there's some wind out there. So it could be kind of breezy tonight for bands on the beach. And also, with all of this dry weather we've been having, fire danger and outdoor burning, major concern because of the dry conditions. Florida Forestry Service is now saying it is time to be real cautious. Fire officials say this is a drier time of year as drought conditions are common. Experts are keeping an eye on things to determine if an advisory needs to be issued. It has not as of yet, but if it does, News Radio 92.3 will be all over that. Hey, President Biden unveiled billions of dollars in federal spending to improve ports around the country. I hope we get a few pieces that change here at the Port of Pensacola. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The president traveled to the Port of Baltimore months after it was shut down by a cargo ship crashing into and collapsing the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Some thought the shipping channel would be blocked for 6 months or more, but you cleared it in 78 days.
$3 billion in federal funds approved through the Inflation Reduction Act is intended to expand and modernize the Port of Baltimore and many more ports along the Atlantic, Gulf, and Pacific coast by improving efficiency and reducing carbon emissions.
Jobs for longshoremen, iron workers, engineers, electricians.
President Biden says projects at 55 sites will create about 40,000 union jobs. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty. Also here, we give you your Wall Street numbers every hour. Well, Wall Street closed mixed with the NASDAQ hitting a new record high. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 154 points to 42,233. S&P 500 added 9 points to 58,32. And the aforementioned NASDAQ rose 145 points to 18,712.
News Radio 92.3, it is 6:18, coming up at 6:35 tonight. I'm going to give you a time here to kind of join me for this. There was a guy going into a game, NFL game Sunday.
Yes.
They wouldn't let him in because he had a MAGA hat on. Mm. We'll talk about that story. Coming up, 6:35 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Also here, Pensacola's mayor, D.C. Reeves himself, reacting to big news last week. Of course, we touched on the Pensacola International Airport expansion, being awarded $4 million in federal grant funding from the FAA. Well, the money's coming from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law Airport Terminal Program, and it's the first time the city has qualified for the funding. Mayor Reeves says that between in-state funding and that grant, they've already got $9 million for funding the new terminal, and Reeves says that the airport has already surpassed 3 million passengers this year. And good news, a parking lot expansion is on track to be completed before the busy holiday travel season.
And if you can remember, Todd Payne, our good buddy who is the assistant airport director over at PNS, told us about this story. We had him on the air a couple of weeks ago, and he said it was coming down. And we've been keeping up with him about that parking situation when they first expanded to 300. And he said, wait, I got another extra 100 going out there. So, they got 400 new spaces for parking. Obviously, it's working pretty good. Didn't hear much in terms of the summer travel being a real problem. But here come the holidays. Could be a different story to talk about, you know. Anyway, Todd Payne, Pensacola International. We'll get him in here and get the update for you. Group of Senate Democrats is asking the Biden administration to crack down on a duty-free customs program that exploited to a lot of folks into smuggling chemicals used to make fentanyl into the U.S. from China. Every day, something new comes out of the communist country. All right. Chris Foster is reporting from Washington.
There's a federal trade rule allowing online purchases valued under $800 to come into the country duty-free with minimal inspection and paperwork. Nearly 4 million packages a day, about 60% from China, mostly cheap clothes, electronics, and household items. But that flood makes it easier to sneak in chemicals from China used to manufacture illicit fentanyl. A Reuters news agency investigation about it was published this month. Now Senate Democrats Richard Blumenthal, Sherrod Brown, Elizabeth Warren, and Sheldon Whitehouse are asking the Treasury and Homeland Security departments to close the loophole. Supporters of the program say ending it would disrupt commerce and drive up prices. President Biden moved to take away some Chinese imports eligibility in September. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:21 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some new information on Costco's plans for a warehouse store on Nine Mile Road. Information on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Gunnels!
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise, Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Please join Ashner and Avant Health 65 Plus Thursday for Pep Talk. Dawn Dorman and Sarah Kay will discuss social isolation with older adults during the holidays. Tune in and text or call with your questions for Ashner and Avant Health 65 Plus. For more information, find them on Facebook at Ashner 65. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R 65.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Sure, whether I should be using my Vans tonight or boots, one of the two.
Yeah, I always play at least one country song.
I love it. No problem. News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price spinning the tunes today. I was checking out the percentage for the 7-day forecast here. Really easy to tell you, 0% chance of rain.
Yeah.
It's a great, got any painting, outside painting to do?
No.
I do, and you know I haven't done that fence. And
yeah, the fence painting. Yeah.
I haven't done that yet, but the weather's ideal. I guarantee you if I make the decision, pull the trigger, and say, okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow, it'll rain.
You know, well, you speaking of weather actually reminds me, I'll knock this out quick. Luckily, okay. Our traffic and weather updates looking pretty soothing right now. 74 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 62. And as for the roads, your only problem is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point.
I don't have to worry about that. Going to shoot Garson tonight. The U.S. is facing a slew of threats, while among them are some not often discussed. Kevin Uresky from Fox has the details in Securing America.
Securing America.
During a recent forum at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., Deputy Secretary of State Richard Verma spoke about modern-day threats.
Concerns that our Director of Central Intelligence has called, quote, problems without passports.
Verma says examples include the recent pandemic, changes in technology, and especially climate change, which has an effect
not just on economies or on our day-to-day lives, but on our national security.
Verma cited effects on water supplies and the ability for countries to grow food as examples that lead to geopolitical unrest. He added that our forces are not immune.
The Defense Department has suffered tens of billions of dollars in damages from weather-related events impacting training and equipment and base operations.
Verma says the bottom line is,
it is real, it is present, it is a threat to global safety.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
627, News Radio 92.3. And you're from the PACE community, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations. PACE is Santa Rosa County's cash cow.
Really?
When it becomes, and it kind of relates to sales tax revenue. PACE generated, get this number, of all the communities around Santa Rosa County, PACE generated 32% over the five-year period from 2018 to 2022. Gulf Breeze, second highest with 28%, followed by Milton, 20%. Navarre, the fourth highest, 18%. Jay making up 1%.
Wow.
Santa Rosa County.
All right. Well, go PACE. Woo.
Go.
Yeah, I'm going to pat myself on the back when we get the break
nice
here.
Nice job, man. You're doing a nice job.
Yeah, I'm doing great at whatever I'm doing. All righty. Hinted at this before the break. There's some more information on Costco's plans for a warehouse store on Nine Mile Road. They filed an updated site plan with the county this week. It's proposing a store of around 172,000 square feet with a gas station and more than 880 parking spaces. It would all be at the existing shopping center at 225 East Nine Mile, which currently houses a Planet Fitness location. Now, there's no word on when this project could move forward, but it's not on the agenda for review at the Development Review Committee meeting tomorrow.
That's their second attempt at it.
Yes.
They went for the in front of the board earlier, and they were turned down. So they came back with the new plans. I think these are going to pass. And the different stores that are aligned in that little shopping area, they should stay right where they are because that store is going to pull people in.
Yeah.
And it'll be good advertising for them. I'm kind of in a depressed mood about this daylight savings time thing. 5 days counting.
Yeah, it's been weighing on
it,
you.
Yeah, it ends. Daylight savings time is going away. Go ahead. Enjoy an extended amount of sunlight. One key health benefit of DST, of course, you know what it is. Enjoy more outdoor activities. Get out there and exercise.
Yeah.
Sunday, November 3rd. Turn those clocks back an hour to Central Standard Time.
All righty.
Oh, boy. I think March is when it changes back.
Maybe.
Something like that.
I'll take your word for it.
Whatever it is.
Former President Trump held a campaign speech at Mar-a-Lago today, and he spoke for about an hour. He covered many issues like the border, the economy. Of course, he talked about the voting trends that appear to be changing. And as far as Florida's concerned, 5 million people, or actually over 5 million, have voted so far, about 45% of them Republican, 33% Democrat.
Okay, be sure and get you that pink Ice Flyers cancer awareness jersey. They're now on sale right now. And you know what? They look pretty darn nice.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Vice President Kamala Harris is delivering what's being billed as her closing argument tonight, 1 week before Election Day. Harris is speaking from the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. this hour, the same place from where Donald Trump spoke to supporters on the day of the Capitol riot in early 2021. The vice president will tell supporters Trump has an enemies list of people he intends to prosecute and will claim the former president is unstable and obsessed with revenge, while also saying it's time to turn the page from Trump. The former president spending the day in Pennsylvania. At a Building America's Future roundtable, Trump made this promise about illegal immigration.
We're going to do I don't like doing this, but we're going to do the largest deportation in the history of our country. Going to get all of these criminals out.
He's holding a rally tonight in Allentown. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Apple unveiling today its new Mac Mini models, featuring the first major redesign since 2010 that significantly reduces the size of the computer. The Mac Mini is Apple's least expensive model, starting at $599, and does not include a display that's sold separately. Shares are currently off slightly in after hours. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow dropping 154, the S&P 500 gained 9, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ set a fresh record, gaining 145 points. Lucid Group is counting on its upcoming Gravity SUV to help the automaker find a significant increase in sales volume to help narrow the company's losses, according to its CEO. Shares of footwear brand Crocs tumbled more than 18% today after better-than-expected third-quarter earnings were beat and derailed by continued weakness at its Hey Dude brand. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Aaron Judge is going to take home a second AL MVP after hitting to a 322 average with 58 home runs and 144 RBIs in the regular season. However, all those numbers feel pointless right now. Even with the Yankees basically having a bye to the World Series, Judge in the 2024 postseason is hitting to a putrid 140 average while striking out 20 times. Judge had a massive regular season, but he's also been a massive zero in the playoffs. I'm Zach Gelb.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable. And one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guards Real Fit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void in Mississippi.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new SuperStart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hartley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Orange Man bad.
Yes.
Orange Man Hitler.
That line has completely lost its punch, hasn't it?
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
It seems like it has. I mean, I still think it freaks people out on the left. And as you pointed out yesterday, David, this guy's been sitting on this information for more than 5 years.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I want to give you a good sample of that song. It's a great song. You've really gone over your limits today.
Yeah, I've just been coming out swinging all 3 hours.
Hey, folks, if you're just joining us, by golly, I'm Chris Bryan. That's Austin Price over there. This is Pensacola right now, and we do thank you for having us on. As promised, if you remember, kind of wind back about 20 minutes ago, and I told you, coming up a little about 6:35 tonight, we're a little over that, but I gave you a warning. Interesting story I wanted to pass on to you. A family attempting to attend a Sunday NFL game says they were delayed getting into the stadium because one of them was wearing a MAGA hat. Fox's Gary Baumgarten has more.
The family claims security at Levi's Stadium tried to stop them from attending the 49ers-Cowboys game, they say, after their tickets were scanned and they'd already entered the stadium. They were told to throw the hat away or leave. The stadium's code of conduct prohibits fans from wearing offensive clothing but doesn't specify what that means. A security supervisor ultimately intervened, allowing the family to go to their seats. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I guess he did not want to go see the inside of a courtroom.
Well, I mean,
I'm sure that would probably have come up next.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought it was Levi Stadium. Okay, so it was Sunday night. I thought you had said it was Monday night, so I was like, oh, come on, Steelers. But no, okay, so the Niners did it. Hey, well, we'll see if they keep that same energy with Nick Bosa after he flashed that MAGA hat the other day after beating the Cowboys. Listen, something tells me they won't.
All this will be over after Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Well, don't forget about our election coverage.
Yes.
7 o'clock, right after those darn polls close. I think Andrew moves in here at 7 o'clock or so.
I do think Andrew, yes, will be part of the election coverage. I don't know if I'll be here or not.
So anyway,
we'll figure it out.
You got 7 days to figure this one out. The Dodgers, one victory away from their eighth World Series title. Did you think it was going to get out of hand this much?
I hoped it wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, this was just, and you know what? TV sponsors hoped it wouldn't as well.
That's true.
They wanted seven games, big audiences. Have you seen the hut levels or putt levels? These are television ratings, by the way,
right,
folks. I have not seen the overnights yet.
I haven't seen it.
But I'll bet they're huge.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet they're huge. And I wonder at what point the New York market started falling off in the game, you know, when the viewership started declining.
Once you're down 3-0, it just starts looking really bleak. I will say, you have to consider these aren't just blue-blooded franchises in big media markets, but also the big names on the teams. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, these are big dogs.
Yeah. What is about this Judge? I mean, he's a killer. And what happened during the series here?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, Fox's Bob Mortale. I think he knows more for us.
The Dodgers lead the Fall Classic 3-0 after knocking off the New York Yankees 4-2. Freddie Freeman tied George Springer's World Series record with homers in 5 consecutive series games. Freeman's 2-run blast in the first inning gave LA a quick lead. The Dodgers also got run-scoring singles from Mookie Betts in the 3rd inning and from Enrique Hernandez in the 6th. Walker Buehler tossed 5 scoreless innings. He struck out 5 Yankee batters. LA can clinch the title in tonight's Game 4. The Yankees have not been swept in a World Series since losing 4 straight to the Cincinnati Reds in 1976. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Let me add some more salt to the wound. Not only did the Yankees lose right across the street, the Giants did not do anything better in Pittsburgh. Steelers did. Russell Wilson was amazing in that game.
Yeah, the Steelers, and I don't just say this because I'm a Steelers fan. I honestly mean it. I think they're looking pretty good this year. And I know people are going to say, oh, well, it was, you know, the Giants. And the week before that, it was the Jets. And before that, it was the Raiders. Okay, especially in a game as competitive as the NFL, we're not talking college ball here. If you keep winning convincingly and your offense is looking better, well, what do you want me to say?
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Tomorrow, don't forget about it, Blue Angels, Thunderbirds are participating in a joint flyover. The Super Delta flight launches at 11:30 tomorrow morning. It'll be visible from all across the Gulf Coast, from as far west as Perdido Key, Johnson's Beach, Pensacola Beach, Palafox Street, downtown. The Thunderbirds will join the Blues, of course, Friday and Saturday on board NAS Pensacola for the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. And if you have plans or any type of business on board NAS Pensacola Thursday, make other plans. They've closed the base in preparation for the air show.
All righty, 6:42 here. Got your next check of the roads and weather coming up in just a few minutes. But first, a federal court striking down a Republican challenge to North Carolina voter registrations. The challenge to 225,000 registrations from national and state GOP members will now remain in federal court, where it faces unlikely odds to succeed. The three-judge federal panel unanimously decided it was improper for a district judge to send a claim back to state court. The RNC and North Carolina Republican Party asked the courts to require the state elections board to oust the hundreds of thousands of voters from the rolls who they believe to be potentially ineligible.
You know, I'm really happy for the folks up in Cantonment because we spoke about this a couple of days ago. Used to really going up there and driving north and going past Muskogee Road right there at the red light. You know, you look off to the left there and that was the overgrown golf course. They used to call the Champion Course, I believe it was Champion Golf Course. It just got overrun and it just got looked bad and bad. Good news for you folks in Cantonment. This is really good stuff. Construction is underway at the new park, brand new right there. It's known as Paper Park. Site is the former International Paper Golf Course, Champion Golf Course, closed since 2017. Got pretty bad out there. The recreational area will be open to the public free of charge during the daylight hours once completed and open. So there's a little bit of beautification in Cantonment for you.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this. Consumer confidence rebounding in October. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index surged to its highest level in 9 months as consumers regained faith in the U.S. economy. The board's chief economist said that the October increase was broad-based across all age groups and most income groups. But still, the survey noted concerns about prices and inflation continued to affect consumers' views of the economy.
News Radio 92.3. It's a beautiful, clear night tonight. Just absolutely mild temperatures. Temps in the middle 60s. If you are on your way to the beach for bands on the beach, might want to take along a sweater and maybe a sweatshirt or so, because it is a bit breezy.
Yes.
Coming off the Gulf tonight. So just be aware of that. Former President Trump has found himself at the center of a fresh outrage. He's raging about this, just to put it in. He should be. What I'm talking about is that comedian he had his rally Sunday in New York City's Madison Square Garden. He made the racial jokes, and who's suffering for it? Donald Trump.
I have no idea who he is. Somebody said there was a comedian that joked about Puerto Rico or something, and I have no idea who he is. Never saw him, never heard of him. And don't want to hear of them, but I have no idea. They put a comedian in, which everybody does. You throw comedians in. You don't vet them and go crazy. It's nobody's fault. But somebody said some bad things. Now, what they've done is taken somebody that has nothing to do with the party, has nothing to do with us, said something, and they try and make a big deal. But I don't know who it is. I don't even know who put them in. And I can't imagine it's a big deal. I've done more for Puerto Rico than any president I think that's ever been president.
Yeah. I mean, Chris, I told you this as well when we were off air. Jon Stewart really put it best. It's like you can't, if you know this Tony Hinchcliffe guy and you know his material, the slightest bit of research would be, you know, it would be telling you to maybe not put this guy at a political rally, especially for a candidate who's already being tied to racism and bigotry in the media. Like, you just shouldn't do it. He's offensive. And if you like that type of comedy, fine, but there's a time and a place.
Who was the event coordinator for that one?
Exactly. Somebody's fixing to take a fall for that, for sure.
Okay. The city's plans to move forward with the former Baptist Hospital property, well, that remains on schedule. Thursday, the city will gauge interest from qualified contractors who want to demolish the old hospital site. It's one of the many steps in the process of securing funding for the project. Mayor Reeves says the biggest hurdle after requesting contractors' qualifications this week will be in January when the bids go out. The demolition date will soon come after that.
All righty, just past 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, we did have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Had those problems lingering for the longest time, but they've just about cleared out, so there's not much holding you up currently. As for the weather, 74 degrees right now, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 72.
All right, it's we were watching our good news partners over at Channel 3, and they were showing across the board, the weather board, zip, zeros for the next 7 days. So if you got outdoor plans, go ahead, check it out, and because you're not going to have any problems with rain. Yep. Not at all for the next 7 days.
And that sounds like good news to me. Also,
it's good news for anybody. It's,
yeah, for sure.
I love it.
Unless you're a farmer in a droughtland.
Well, especially if you have to go paint a fence.
Yes, if your name's Chris and you got to go paint a fence, got some bad news for you. The number of job openings fell in September. The Labor Department says fewer than 7.5 million jobs are available, which is a drop of more than 400,000 from the previous month's revised tally. Healthcare and social assistance, along with state and local government, led to a decrease in job openings. And according to the JOLTS report, although the openings level slipped last month, the total number of hires rose slightly.
Hizajikon. Remember, we were working this out last week.
Yeah, we've been trying to sound that one.
Hizajikon, that's it. Debuts at this year's Fufu Fest. The Japanese pop cultural event is scheduled at the First United Methodist Church coming up Friday, November 8th, and Saturday, November 9th. Put that on your calendar. Probably stick it in right there on your refrigerator. It's the best way. That's the communication center of the house anyway. Music, fashion, and cosplay artists will be on site. Hizajikon. I hope I got that right.
It sounds like Hizajikon. That sounds right.
Hizajikon.
And here's something else that sounds right. Airlines are now required to refund passengers automatically for canceled or significantly delayed flights. Under Department of Transportation's new rules, airlines will be required to provide cash refunds promptly without customers needing to ask. Domestic flights delayed by 3 hours or more and international flights delayed by six or more qualify for a full refund. And while they're at it, they'll also have to refund for services that passengers paid for but were not provided, such as Wi-Fi, entertainment, etc.
Well, if you're just joining us, welcome and thank you so much. This is Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3. Interesting thing here. UWF getting another grant. This is a biggie. $320,000 from Andrews Institute and Baptist Healthcare to introduce the Master of Science in Athletic Training program. Very interesting. The program prepares students for careers in high school and university athletics, professional sports teams, medical clinics, and other sports-related opportunities. UWF's just doing a kick job. I mean, there's Martha Saunders has got that thing cranking.
I was about to say, we heard that in her State of the University address.
Yeah, you should be proud. You're an alumni of that place.
Yes. Oh, I'm absolutely a proud Argo for sure. 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got a couple of pop culture rundown notes here for you that we touched on earlier this afternoon. But if you're just now sitting in with us, you may not have known, but you will soon. Right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Boat lovers, mark your calendars for the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, setting sail Saturday, November 9th from 10 till 4. Marine Max will be showcasing the best brands in boating with exclusive boat show pricing and special incentives only at this event. Fuel your day with delicious chef-curated eats, complimentary beverages, local vendors, and live raffles at noon and 1. Don't miss the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, Saturday, November 9th, 1901 Cypress Street, Pensacola.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I think back at that song, Men at Work, I think about them in that video wearing parachute pants. Do you know what parachute pants are?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, I mean, they look like parachutes.
That's exactly what it looks like. Hey, good evening, everybody. News Radio 92.3. We appreciate you having us on. Austin Price, Chris Bryan in. It's amazing weather, just darn amazing weather. You think about this, we're going into November. Midday time temperatures lower, mid-80s, something like that. Nighttime, 65. Doesn't get much better than that, Austin.
No, I absolutely agree. We do have some unfortunate news, though. Hinted at some pop culture notes for you.
You're going to just kind of bust the whole bubble here, aren't you?
Yep, gonna burst a parachute.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Alrighty. wanted to give a bit of a pop culture recap for you. And unfortunately, it does start on a somber note. Comedic actress Terry Garr passing away at the age of 79. She starred in films such as Young Frankenstein, Tootsie. She was also with Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And she was in dozens of movies and TV shows throughout the 70s, 80s, and 90s. She had multiple sclerosis is what she was battling, and she survived by her adult daughter.
I loved her as an actress. Absolutely. Just loved her work. Congress is evaluating how to handle the potential threat of artificial intelligence. We're going to hear a lot of this one in the coming future. I can tell you this one right now. Fox's Chad Pegram is in Washington with more on this story.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised AI legislation would be ready in months, not years. Lawmakers want to curb how AI could improperly move money or even spy on you. The European Union passed a strict AI bill. It limits the use of AI. But many lawmakers believe the European plan went too far. Conservatives fear government intrusion could stifle innovation. Now it's possible lawmakers could pass an AI bill after the election during the lame duck Congress, but approving any bill right now is a challenge.
All righty. And also had hinted at, or had mentioned this last hour. A couple hours ago. The lineup for next hour's when we... Next hour's what? The lineup for next year's. There we go.
Next hour, I'm on the Garson Point Bridge.
The lineup for next year's When We Were Young Music Festival is out now. Panic at the Disco and Blink 182 will headline the Las Vegas event, and other acts on the bill include Weezer, Avril Lavigne, The Offspring, and Knocked Loose.
That's a lineup.
Yes. It's pretty star-studded. The only one I hadn't heard of was Knocked Loose.
You know, I'd like to see it, actually. Seems like it's a pretty good show.
Yeah, in other news, Chris and Austin will be getting tickets to Vegas
there
next
year.
There you
go. Hey, Dave, we're going to be going. We're going to do the show live from the Hard Rock. Pensacola Beach Veterans Day Parade returning for the 35th time. Happens next month. The parade rolls from Via de Luna Drive west into the Casino Beach parking lot. Now, this year's event will include vets from all branches of the military and will roll 2 o'clock Monday, November 11th on Pensacola Beach. Now, if you're a vet and you want to participate in the parade, you can. All you have to do is call Donna Cahill, 850-516-8533. That's 850-516-8533.
All righty. And this is some wholesome news for you. Western North Carolina getting international support as communities work to recover from Helene. Officials from Taiwan visited the state yesterday to donate $300,000 for relief efforts. Governor Roy Cooper says that residents are determined to rebuild from the horrific storm, and the state is grateful for the help pouring in from around the world.
Now, that was nice.
Apparently North Carolina has the second largest Taiwanese community in the southeastern U.S.
Oh, come on. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, helping out their own. That's awesome.
Okay. Very, very interesting. If you want to register, and I'm giving you plenty of time here because it's a time kind of process to get everybody all grouped up to do these type things, but registration's open for the Milton Christmas Parade.
Ooh.
That's scheduled Saturday, December 7th. If you want to participate, here we go. Here's another invite for you. A mandatory staging meeting is scheduled on December 3rd. They'll do this at the Community Center on Byram Street in Milton. Backup date for that event will be Saturday, December 14th. So you want to be in that one? There you go. I gave you the vets and some Milton. You don't have to be from Milton to be in the parade. I've been in the parade, and I'm not from Milton.
There you go.
That's a long parade.
Oh, I'm sure. Let me tell you, it's pretty grand.
No, that's a long parade, especially when you're walking it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And speaking of deadlines, the U.S. Postal Service asking voters who plan to vote by mail to do so ASAP. With the upcoming election on November 5th, the USPS recommends mailing your ballot by today to ensure it arrives on time. The USPS notes that deadlines for accepting mail-in ballots may vary by state.
Okay, new court complaint indicates a class action lawsuit being filed against McDonald's over illnesses linked to an ingredient in one of its burgers. I can tell you this, they've eliminated. They thought it was going to be the onions at first.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to find out. Here we go. Going to tell you all about it.
The lawsuit in a federal court in Chicago was filed by two customers who say they fell ill from symptoms caused by what was found to be tainted onions on the fast food chain's Quarter Pounders. The plaintiffs are seeking damages for people across the country who were sickened by E. coli when they ate those burgers. Last week, McDonald's announced, with the help of the FDA and CDC, that the bad onions were sourced from its California supplier, Taylor Farms. The complaint says had the victims known of a contamination risk, they would not have ordered those burgers. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much. Also, wanted to touch on this. Just a couple last-second score updates here for you. FIU beating New Mexico State in the second quarter, 7-3. Texas State up on Louisiana, 3-0 in the first quarter there. And 7:08 is when we're supposed to get underway. Game 4 of the World Series between the Dodgers and Yankees is taking place in New York. Dodgers up 3-0. You can listen to that on ESPN Pensacola.
There you go. 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Bingo.
And general election 1 week away. Today, early voting continues. 10 sites in Escambia, 6 sites Santa Rosa County through November 2nd. Yeah, the polls just closing. Open 7A to 7 p.m. November 5th, Election Day, so don't forget about it. Polls will be open looking for you, but you gotta have that photo ID and proof of signature. If you don't have it, no ticky, no washy. You don't vote.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.